अगर पानी न पाए गुल ये अबरे आसमानी से, अगर पानी न पाए गुल ये अबरे आसमानी से, निखरता है कहीं रंगे गुलिस्तां बागबानी से, निखरता है कहीं रंगे गुलिस्तां बागबानी से, उसे लंदन के रंगे गुल की कुछ हाजत नहीं होती, उसे लंदन के रंगे गुल की कुछ हाजत नहीं होती, जिसे मिलता है दर्दे दिल खुदा की मेहरबानी से, जिसे मिलता है दर्दे दिल खुदा की मेहरबानी से, न देखो इन नमक पारों को तुम हरगिज नहीं देखो, न देखो इन नमक पारों को तुम हरगिज नहीं देखो, कि ये तशना लबी जाती नहीं नमकीन पानी से, कि ये तशना लबी जाती नहीं नमकीन पानी से।
नहमदुहु व नसल्ली अला रसूलिल करीम, अम्मा बाद। एज यू आर अवेयर दैट दिस इज अ मजलिस ऑफ जिक्र, एंड इन दिस मजलिस ऑफ जिक्र वी आर मेकिंग एन एफर्ट टू डेवलप द लव ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला इन आवर हार्ट्स, and to develop that steam which will make the engines move, our spiritual engines move. At present we are bogged down. There seems to be a lot of dirt in the carburetor, or the fuel that we are using is not of the right octane to make our cars move with speed. So we require some steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love. We need to remove those cobwebs, we need to remove the dirt, we need to remove the rust or the dust or whatever has accumulated on our hearts. Therefore these ashar of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, our Shaykh and Murshid, it is intended for that purpose. Now without going into any detailed explanation, that he says that a person who has got the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he will not be in need of the flowers of London. As you heard in his other poetry, that the person is not in need of gardens. The person will not be in need of gardens if he has got the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart. So again, we don't misunderstand. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created this universe for our benefit. He has given us so many ni'mats and so many bounties for the satisfaction of our eyes. There are so many things that we can see. We can see the beautiful mountains, the waters of the ocean, the waves of the sea, the trees, the animals in the jungle. We can see Kaabatullah Sharif, we can see Rosa Mubarak, we can see the Quran Sharif, we can see our parents, we can see so many things. Our wives, our children, there are so many things. We can see our business houses. All these things are permissible to see. Whatever is permissible to see, we see. But if the person thinks that by casting his gaze on pretty faces, those faces which are haram for him to see, he is going to get some kind of satisfaction, so then Hazrat Wala Dhamad Barakatuhum in his poetry, he says, that if a person is thirsty and he thinks that by drinking salty water he will quench his thirst, then he's living in fool's paradise. Everyone knows. I'm just giving you the gist and meaning of that poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, our Shaykh and Murshid. He says that if a person is thirsty and if he is thinking that by drinking salty water it is going to quench his thirst, then it's not going to happen. His thirst is going to increase. The more he is going to drink, the more his thirst will increase. And what's going to happen? Finally, that person will fall sick and his stomach can burst, or the person is going to die because he's going to drink and drink and drink. Finally, he's going to die. His stomach will become bloated. What must he do? He must drink fresh water. He must drink water which is going to quench his thirst and not drink that salty water which is going to increase his thirst. So that is what happens when a person engages in sins. That sins increase the thirst for sins. If a person thinks that one lustful glance and finish, my heart will be satisfied, then he's mistaken. Everyone knows that he's mistaken. If a young person says, well, I've heard so much about porn sites and filthy movies, let me just have a nice good look once and feel satisfied, so that after that lifelong, I don't go back to that. Just that once in my life, I know that I also watched it and finish, I will be content and satisfied. Will it ever happen? The one will take him to the next one and the next one and the next one until he'll go mad. As I mentioned yesterday also at one of the colleges or the schools, that we say the person is madly in love with his illicit beloved, is madly in love. Now that madly in love is indicating that one day he's going to go mad. In the love of that illicit, one day he's going to go mad. Already he's mad. Already this thing is madly in love. So he's not going to quench his thirst. So therefore he says that this casting of glances at those pretty faces, namkeen, they means pretty faces. If the person thinks that it is going to give him satisfaction that he cast one lustful glance and it's over, it's not going to happen. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that take one dunyavi ashik, or the person who is ashik over these type of pretty faces, and after he has cast his lustful glance on every woman of the world, then tell him that now there's just one left, very pretty woman, or one very pretty face. Would you like to have a look at that one? He says, sure, sure, let me have a look at that one too. Why leave this world without looking at the last one? So there's no end to it. In sins, there is no happiness, there's no contentment, there's no satisfaction. It just increases the thirst for more sins and more sins, until the person somewhere along the line, because of the temptations that he is falling for, he may land himself in a very, very serious problem. Then he will not find a way out. There will be no escape route. And that's not only pretty faces. Anything that is haram. Some people, they don't even know what money is and they do not know what pretty faces are. Some people, they don't even know what pretty faces are. They have no time for pretty faces. Their obsession is nothing but wealth. Now that is the pretty face of that person. That in his obsession for wealth, he is unconcerned whether it is halal or haram. As long as it comes. Interest taking, giving, gambling, stealing, cheating, fraud, anything he will do as long as he makes some money. So we will say that that is the pretty face of that person. So whatever is haram, if the person is going to continue in that direction, it will increase the thirst until it will destroy him. And in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, or obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if it doesn't appear to us as ibadat, but if it is done according to the Quran and Sunnah for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, then it's ibadat. So in that there will be satisfaction. The person is sitting with his wife, talking cheerfully with his children, with the family members, with friends. He's eating, he's drinking, he's laughing, he's joking. But it is within the parameters of Sharia, and with the correct intention and niyat, then it will bring him sukoon in his heart. Although he is joking and laughing too, but he'll have sukoon in his heart. Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi on one occasion made great ulama like Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi and others laugh. And afterwards he said that, was anybody ghafil, heedless, or was anybody negligent, was anybody not conscious of the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching, is listening when I was making you laugh? So then he said, we realized that Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, whilst he was making us laugh also, he was so much conscious of the fact that my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching, he is listening. So therefore everything must be within the parameters of Sharia. That's all it is. Such beautiful deen, simple, easy, practical. You will never find any deen that is so easy, so beautiful, so practical. No extremism of any kind. Beautiful, from whichever angle you look at it, there's nothing but beauty in it. If we cannot see the beauty, then we will say that there is a defect in our eyes. If there is a very pretty woman or a very handsome person, and a blind person says that I can't see any kind of beauty, I only see darkness in your face. So will we say that that is the fault of the face? So like that, if we are blind to the realities of Sharia and of Deen and Quran and Sunnah, so then we must blame ourselves that we haven't made an effort to learn what is Islam. We have just picked up something from here, something from there, and we have come to conclusions. It's very difficult. To practice upon Islam is difficult. Therefore, it says, if the person is thirsty, then don't go to salty water. It will increase your thirst. Control the gaze. Take the pain on the heart of restraining yourself. 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, 20 days. Then see how much of halawat of iman fills up in the heart.
Agar paani na paaye, gul ye abre aasmani se. Nikharta hai kahi range gulista baagbani se. Nahi barbaad karta hai wo apne deeda o dil ko. Nahi barbaad karta hai wo apne deeda o dil ko. Mili nisbat jise qal bo nazar ki paas bani se. Mili nisbat jise qal bo nazar ki paas bani se. Bafeze zikr haq jo kaif zakir dil mein paata hai. Bafeze zikr haq jo kaif zakir dil mein paata hai. Kahan mumkin hai paayega wo fani gul fashani se.
That kaifiyat, that enjoyment, that high that the person enjoys, that intoxication that a person gets, that kaifiyat that the person gets, that nizwat that the person gets, when he's making zikrullah, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, great love and muhabbat. Where can he get that in those faces? When he's engaging in that kind of haram gazing, will he ever get that? Will he get that sukoon? Will he get that kaifiyat? What will he gain? He'll gain nothing but restlessness. But sometimes it seems as if we are quite happy with restlessness. We burn our hearts for nothing. And we consider ourselves very, very intelligent people. And when the person is watching all that haram, will he be able to get all those women? Will he be able to get all those pretty faces? So what is he doing? He's only burning his own heart and creating restlessness in his life. And then he will search for drugs to now satiety, to give him some kind of satisfaction. Where is he going to go now? So he's going to go either in drugs, or the person will engage in other kind of haram. The person will go to wrong quarters, or he will engage in other kind of activities which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. And he will destroy his health, sometimes he even destroys his life. That's what finally it leads to. So the sensible thing to do is to nip it in the bud at the early stage. Yesterday, that same example I gave at that school to those young boys and girls there, which you have heard many times, but if it comes to mind, I'm going to repeat, because it is a beautiful example. That a person planted a tree, a thorn tree. Now, as the people were walking, the thorns caused injury and harm to the people. So they kept on telling him, remove this tree, it's growing. He says, tomorrow. Remove it, says, tomorrow. Until the tree grew big. Then they reported to the municipality. The municipality told him, now remove this tree, otherwise we're going to fine you. So now he went to remove the tree, but in the meantime, this person is gone old. He doesn't have the strength left in his body anymore to remove that tree. And the root of the trees, or the roots, have gone deep down into the ground. So now it's only a bulldozer that he can use to take it out. So that means he made it extremely difficult for himself. By being persistent in sins, he made it difficult for himself now to uproot the tree of sins. When they told him at the early stage in his life that give up this sin, it's easy for you now, you are only 10, 15, 20, 25 years of age. He said, tomorrow, enjoy life now, tomorrow. In the meantime, what happened? The root of those sins went deep into his heart. And he lost now that strength because he was persistent. So now he lost the strength. Now when you tell him, give up on sight watching, it's very difficult. Start making your 5-time namaz, it's very difficult. Give up your haram gazing, it's very difficult. Now everything is very difficult because the person was persistent, he continued. So whilst it is still at the early stage, uproot it, throw it out. Plant fruit trees. Instead of thorn trees, plant fruit trees. And then enjoy the fruits. If you plant fruit trees, when the fruit will grow, you'll enjoy the fruits. And if you plant thorn trees, then it's going to grow, what is going to give fruits?
بفیضِ ذکر حق جو کیف ذاکر دل میں پاتا ہے کہاں ممکن ہے پائے گا وہ فانی گل فشانی سے اگر پانی نہ پائے گل یہ ابر آسمانی سے اگر درد محبت دل میں وائز کے نہیں اختر اگر درد محبت دل میں وائز کے نہیں اختر حقیقت پا نہیں سکتے ہو اس کی خوش بیانی سے
اللہ تبارک و تعالی will save us from just the surat and no haqiqat. He says if the wise, the person who's sitting here and giving the bayan, the person who's sitting on the minbar and giving the talk, or the person in the conference halls and seminars and other talk shows, is just talking and talking, but he doesn't have the haqiqat, he doesn't have Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat in his heart. So then, the people who are listening also will never taste the sweetness of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when a person who has got the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking, then we also experience, we can feel that the person who is talking has got the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. So therefore make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless the speaker also with the muhabbat and the dard of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی، یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی، یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں، نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے. ماشاء اللہ جزاک اللہ. In fact, sometimes we get such good news, even if one person, just day before yesterday, there's a very big television, expensive one. So first they asked me that, can we sell it now after listening to all your talks and everything, we want to get rid of it. So can we sell it? I said, well look, if the person is poor, the person is in need of the money, the person is can use the money for his rent, light, water, because he doesn't have other funds. So then we will say, well, he must sell it to some non-Muslim and use it. But we know that the non-Muslim who's going to buy it is also going to watch what on the screen? Nothing but haram. So therefore the right thing to do is to destroy it and let the pain come on the heart. So this person, that very expensive television, he went and took and dumped it somewhere late night, and so now people are telling him that what a stupid thing you did. And when I mentioned it to one person, say, Molna, is that not Israf by any chance? When he bought it that time, they didn't ask the question if this was Israf. And now for the ilaj of his nafs, when you say, now go and destroy this haram. So they want to know if it is Israf. It's like the person in the casino wants to know if the chicken is halal. Now how happy Allah Ta'ala must have become. And let people call him mad and stupid and foolish, but he saved his children from destruction. He saved himself and his wife from the destruction that it was causing in their lives. And it was causing a lot of problem, if you have to ask that person. I'm not mentioning his name. There was nothing but quarrels and arguments in that home. May Allah Ta'ala give them long life, good health and happiness. And that pain that they took on their hearts, how happy Allah Ta'ala must have become. And rest assured that they will see the fruits of that in their lives. That is what you call himmat.
اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہوں اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई।
ओ माय बिलोवड अल्लाह, देयर इज नो वन मोर सिनफुल देन मायसेल्फ ऑन द सरफेस ऑफ द अर्थ। वी शुड ऑल कंसीडर अवरसेल्फ्स टू बी द मोस्ट सिनफुल वंस इन योर क्रिएशन। माय बिलोवड अल्लाह, I am the most sinful one. And which sin is there that I have not committed? I wasted so much of my life in nothing but futile activities. In ghaflat my life has been spent.
Shughla mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु
ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وأزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، بلبل الله My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most Forgiving Allah, Compassionate, Tolerant, Beneficent, Merciful Allah, Forgive each and every one of us. After Zikrullah, we have raised our bowls before you, My Beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Nothing is hidden from your sight. There is nothing outside your knowledge. This very moment, as our hands are raised before you, My Beloved Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds, of how much of disobedience we have been engaging in, how much of haram our eyes have seen, how much of haram our tongues have spoken, how much of haram we have heard with our ears, how much of haram we have touched with our hands, how many haram places we have walked with our feet, My Beloved Allah, how much of haram fantasizing we did with our heart and mind. You are well aware of everything of our past, our present, and My Allah, you are even aware of our future. We are therefore ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. You are well aware, My Beloved Allah, of our youth. You are well aware of our school days and our college days and our university days. You are well aware of our business houses. You are well aware of our travels. You are well aware of our stays at the hotels. You are well aware of our visiting and touring. My Beloved Allah, what is it that you are not well aware of? You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us there and then. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how wonderful you are, My Beloved Allah, how tolerant you are, how beautiful you are. My Beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you did not seize us there and then. You gave us opportunities to make tawbah. You blessed us with the whole month of Ramadan to make tawbah. Again, you gave us another opportunity after this zikrullah majlis to raise our hands before you and make tawbah. Ha, mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh, My Beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. میرے اللہ, میک اے ڈیسیشن ٹو میک اس یورز اینڈ بیکم آورز, چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور لائفز, چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور لائفز. ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو ریمین ڈسوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو اینڈ یور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی اور سیلوز ہیو بیکم ٹائرڈ آف سننگ. مائی اللہ, گناہ کرتے کرتے ہم خود بھی تھک گئے. میرے اللہ, اب تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اوپن دا ڈورز آف مغفرت فار اس, open the doors of mercy for us. My beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, open the flood gates of your rahmat and mercy for them. Open the flood gates of your forgiveness for them. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much of sacrifices he made for the sake of the ummah, how much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummah, how much he stood, my beloved Allah, praying for the ummah, how much he shed his tears for the sake of the ummah. That ummah of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam being pushed from pillar to post, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, my beloved Allah, being harassed around the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, my beloved Allah, mockery is made of the ummah. We know that the major cause of the problems of the ummah are none else but ourselves. لیکن میرے اللہ, ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. چینج دا کنڈیشن آف دا امت. وین نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از انفارمڈ دیٹ امت فار ہوم سو مچ آف یور بلڈ واز شیڈ, دا امت از ان ڈسکوز اینڈ سینماز اینڈ تھیئٹرز اینڈ گیملنگ ڈینس اینڈ میوزک اینڈ آل کائنڈز آف حرام ایکٹیویٹیز, ہاؤ مچ آف پین اٹ مسٹ بی کازنگ to the very, very sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, my beloved Allah, don't let our actions be the cause of embarrassment for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many children who are sick, so many elderly people sick, so many young people sick, so many men and women sick. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes all these sicknesses are a rahmat and a mercy to gain forgiveness for the person or to elevate his status and position. But my beloved Allah, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. We are extremely weak. We cannot take the mercy of sickness. Change it to the mercy of good health. Ya Allah, whoever has undergone operations or will be undergoing operations, so many have requested duas. Ya Allah, bless them all with complete shifa, complete shifa, complete shifa. Spiritually also, we are so sick, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are very, very sick spiritually. Plead and purify our hearts of all the spiritual maladies. Make us yours and become ours. Those who are in financial problems and difficulties, remove the difficulties with halal rizq. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. The best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Barakat in our businesses, barakat in our risk and sustenance, barakat in our time, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, my beloved Allah, want to see us destroyed. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana.
Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash ta'lim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Whosoever is working, my beloved Allah, in whichever department of deen, as long as they are doing it with ikhlas and within the parameters of sharia, Ya Allah, give them acceptance, maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram. No one knows when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death is not going to give any warning. Daily we are hearing of young, fit, healthy people suddenly disappearing from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country of adversity to prosperity and happiness, insecurity to that of security. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. There are so many students who will be writing examinations. Their tamanna and desire is success in their examinations. There are so many others we are not aware of what good desires and wishes they have. Ya Allah, you are well aware of their desires and their wishes. As long as, my beloved Allah, those desires and wishes are pleasing to you, fulfill their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of zikr. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and the problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْقَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.